But first, we turn to the growing backlog at the Nevada Supreme Court. The state's high court has tried different strategies to handle its enormous caseload. The judicial body has split itself into two smaller panels to handle more cases. But that tactic hasn't fixed the problem. The only solution, justices say, is to establish an appeals court to handle routine appeals. But efforts to create an appeals court in Nevada have failed several times since the 1970s. Nevada Supreme Court Justice James Hardesty is leading the effort this time around, and he joins us now. Justice Hardesty, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dave, for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, if you would, for us, describe your workload on the Supreme Court. How many cases do you hear each year?
We have about 2,500 cases filed with the court each year. We decide about 2,200 of those. So we have an accumulating backlog that has continued to build over the years. In 2010, the backlog was about 1,500 cases, and now it's almost 2,200 cases.
So of all of those cases, how many of them are the kind of case that could potentially change Nevada law or set precedents for other courts to follow?
Probably about 40% at most. What a lot of citizens are not aware of, I suspect, is that while it's true that the most important cases or precedential cases in the system are in front of the Nevada Supreme Court, like death penalty cases or construction defect cases or civil cases where the judgment is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, we also have criminal complaints challenging the condition of their food or clothing, or petitions for judicial review of driver's license revocations. Almost no other state Supreme Court in the country hears those kinds of cases. Now, I'm not suggesting that those cases are not deserving of an appeal, but not by the highest court of the state.
Now, the estimated costs to operate an appeals court would be somewhere in the range of $1.5 million a year. So how do you sell that to voters when you know there are so many other pressing needs?
Because the Court of Appeals will be located in existing facilities using existing courtrooms, there are no capital costs associated with this project. The operating costs for the new three-judge court and their three secretaries and six law clerks is $1.5 million. But the court has, for several years, been reverting back to the state general fund substantial sums of money, somewhere between $900,000 and at times $2.5 million. So over the past 5 years or so, we have reverted back to the state general fund almost $6 million. Our argument to the 2013 legislature is that the cost of the Court of Appeals is small and it is substantially mitigated by reversions that we're already returning to the state general fund. So I think that the cost factor is minimal, and this is why you had legislators who are very conservative, such as Senator Gustafson from Sparks, Senator Settlemyer from Douglas County, Assemblyman Pat Hickey, Senator Brower from Washoe County, all voting in favor of this measure. The 2013 legislature unanimously approved this measure being on the ballot. But I think it's because this is about good government, not about expanding government.
Are there any other possible solutions? There are two states, Virginia and New Hampshire, that do not allow people to appeal all cases. Why couldn't Nevada consider going in that direction?
Well, imagine, if you will, having a case in the court system and you're unhappy with the decision of the family court judge or the jury and you want to appeal that decision. Is it acceptable to our citizens that you're deprived a right of appeal? I think that is totally unacceptable. Why should we deprive our citizens of the right to appeal a potential error that has been made in law? I just think that's unacceptable. And to do that in the name of efficiency seems to me to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
James Hardesty is a justice on the Nevada Supreme Court. Justice Hardesty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.